so hungry.
Hey, everyone. It's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey. Hello, hello.
Hi. Happy July.
Hello. Oh, Jamie, you sound low. Happy
You're so low. We don't want Jamie low. We like Jamie loud.
We don't want her low. Jamie, can you talk again?
Chello, chello.
There you are.
Ow.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
I was loud. That was me.
Okay. I sure hope we have something to eat today.
We have a lot of food to eat.
Is your necklace a pretzel? No, it's a couple of C's.
Is it? Yeah.
It almost looked like it could be.
I wish it was a pretzel. You're just seeing pretzels. I think I saw a pretzel over there. We have some kind of pretzel to eat today.
We do have a pretzel.
Yeah, with protein in it. Mm-hmm. Very excited. So today is an Aldi haul.
It is.
Don't say it. Don't say it's what you want to say. Just try. No.
It's
just
been
don't
so
say
long.
It.
We should be able to now.
My God. All right. Whatever.
No, I'm not going to say it now. I'll say it at some point in the episode, and that'll be our contest.
Wait, if somebody knows what we're talking about, if you can guess what Mike wants to say and what Lisa is saying not to say,
text it now.
805-380-8075, and you're going to get a good prize.
Yeah. Very, very, very good prize.
We might, if we get dozens.
Random.
Yeah.
Hopefully we will get dozens. We'll get more than dozens. Hopefully there's more than like a handful of people listening or watching. If you're watching, hi. Thanks, video watchers. Those are like the diehards.
Oh, yeah. And guys, if you're wondering, what do you mean I can watch the podcast? Go to hungrygirl.com/podcast and we will easily, you can click on click to watch or click to listen. Yep.
You can see us. Wait till you see the wild shirt I'm wearing today.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
You used a lot of bleach on that, I can
tell. Always. All right. Well, before we dive in with our teeth, what you got, Mikey?
You know, I didn't have a breaking shoes initially, but I think I'm going to. It doesn't need the music, you know, the breaking shoes there. I just said it. The breaking news is, did you hear about the Wonka competition TV show?
What?
Netflix just dropped this morning. I saw it on the news. And this is going to be a few weeks after because this is recorded. But a competition, they built Wonka land.
Like
They built
factory.
A factory, and they're going to have people come in with their golden ticket, and it's going to be a competition, kind of like it's real, kind of like
Squid Games,
but real.
Do
they're
have
not going
to like create
die.
Candy or
it's very all they
secretive?
Showed all they showed and Gene Wilder's voice, the AI'd his voice is doing the voiceover, the
that's
VO for
so
it.
Crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, so it just shows people, it shows Wonka, you know, the factory, and then it shows people walking in and going, oh my God, and then they show the golden tickets, and so it's going to be a competition. Probably similar to the things that they had to do on the, you know, like the fizzy lifting drink, you know, like maybe they have them like lifting up.
So they're going to lick wallpaper and turn into a giant blueberry and all of those things.
Yeah, and stuff like that. So it's, check it out. I'm sure you've already seen it by now because
it's on. It's on already?
The trailer drop. It airs September 23rd.
Okay. I'll be waiting.
What's Jamie's big news?
I have breaking news.
What's that?
It's Protein Power Month.
Hey!
Ooh, Protein Power Month.
There's definitely some protein in this episode.
I know.
Oh, good. Well, it's always Protein Power Month in my mind, but at Hungry Girl, it's official.
Yeah, July is Protein Power Month, which means all over our social media, our podcast, the daily emails, sign up at hungrygirl.com. We are going to be highlighting amazing high protein recipes, food finds, some special deals on protein products we love. So make sure you are following us everywhere.
Yay. And speaking of protein items, item number one, breakfast best protein waffles in buttermilk and vanilla. So these are whole wheat protein waffles from Aldi. This looks like an Aldi exclusive because it says an Aldi original. Steps to take. It doesn't even say directions. It's like steps to take.
Should we cut it or should we just pull? Let's just pull.
Oh, let's pull. And only pull the piece that you're touching.
Oh.
I mean, touch the piece that you're pulling.
I'll pull one that Jamie and I... Well.
No syrup to fill the little crannies?
You know, I thought about having syrup, but it smelled so flavorful that I don't think it needs it.
I have a waffle question. Is a nook and a cranny the same thing?
I think I've never heard of... I've heard of nooks alone, but not crannies. I think I just ate a cranny. That's okay. Not amazing. It's a little proteiny.
I think it would be better with syrup.
Yeah.
And butter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Yeah, we're wondering if this is a private label version of Eggo's protein buttermilk vanilla waffles. It seems like it might be.
It might be.
I think, though, like the box has with a couple of blueberries and some maple.
I think so too.
It's not amazing, but it's good.
Yeah. Honestly, this is one of those products that the first bite you're like, hmm. And then you go, like, I think later we're going to be like, oh, this is actually really good. I'll be eating this.
Maybe.
So I had a second bite and it was better than the first bite.
Okay. I think kids, this is also a good way to have your kids have protein in their breakfast.
Yeah. The stats, by the way, you get two waffles for 240 calories, 10 grams of fat, 12 grams of protein, and only 7 grams of sugar.
Hmm. If it is a private label version, it's probably less expensive than the Eggo version.
Yep. Yeah, I actually have the receipt. Let's see. Oh. Protein waffles were $3.59 and you get 10.
Yep.
Wow, that's so inexpensive.
Yeah. What's the total price of our haul today?
$56.97.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I think 14, you said like 14 items?
14, or, well, 14 brands, one item. No, two brands have two.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
So it's actually like, was that 17 items? Something like that?
Yeah. Lots. Yeah.
So that was an Aldi exclusive, as is the next one. Park Street Deli, that's their like brand, fridge brand. Mm-hmm. Beef steak tips in gravy. Ooh. So it's savory beef gravy made with natural beef stock, garlic, and black pepper. We went from breakfast to dinner like very quickly.
Yeah, we did.
This could go either way.
Yeah, I'm such a beef person that I have high hopes.
Everybody take a fork with one.
Remember when I didn't eat meat?
Oh, I do remember. I didn't like those days. I hated those days. You didn't eat any meat at all.
Nope.
Not even
no chicken.
We were a pescatarian all the way.
Mmm.
Oh, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Peppery.
Yeah, a little, but I don't even like pepper, and I really like this. Very tender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mmm.
That is really good.
Yeah, it's gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's heat and serve, so very convenient. Comes in the fridge. I'm into it.
I wonder how that would taste with the waffle.
Weird.
Probably. Weird, but maybe good because the sweetness would be good because it's kind of salty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it would be good over cauliflower rice.
Very, very, very.
That gravy would just be so good.
And like chopped up in like a taco or a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I am a fan. Very savory.
Yep. Ready in 3 minutes. Excellent source of protein. Very on brand for Protein Power Month. You get a 5 ounce serving for 190 calories, 9 grams of fat, 23 grams of protein. And sodium, if you're wondering, is 820.
I would totally eat that.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Did I say that already? I did.
I'm into it.
We could take that couscous we made yesterday.
Oh, that couscous. That was kind of a cool product.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, we have Bremer. You think it's Bremer? Chicken burrito. Chicken burrito.
And it's
is this an Aldi exclusive?
It's also an Aldi original.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, I want to say before I open this up, I looked at this box when I purchased it and I thought, wow, those are nice size burritos.
That looks like a big burrito.
Right? 250 calories for that big burrito.
Yep. Well, what are we getting? A little taquito?
Oh, no.
It's like...
Oh, let's see.
It's like half the size.
Let's see. Oh, no, I mean, all right. I'm going to say, I hear what you're saying because of the photo, but think about 250 calories, which is like a snack bar, an average snack bar, maybe a little.
It's the picture.
Okay. I'd so much rather eat this. Mm-hmm. Than...
Yeah, true. Good point. So this is more of a snack than a meal.
Wait, Mike, will you hold it up for scale so people can see?
Compared
don't
to
burn
what?
Your fingers.
I don't know, your head.
Here's
don't
a Perrier bottle, and here's... Yeah. I'm going to cut in the middle so that we all can get like a
middle bite.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a zesty cilantro and lime flavor. You get 4 burritos per box.
Nice.
Michael, tell us in a few minutes the price.
All right, I'll take the center burrito. Look at that. There's like layers. I see a lot of tortilla, beans, corn.
Now we're having like burrito sushi.
Mm-hmm.
The way you cut it. Thanks.
Yeah, like that recipe.
Comfort food.
Oh, wow. Creamy.
Oh.
Is that like salsa?
That's amazing.
Salsa verde? Like, what is in it?
Oh, wow. Mm. Wow.
I would eat these all day.
I can't believe how good that is. Made with white meat chicken, cilantro lime rice, white cheddar cheese, black beans, corn, green salsa, red bell peppers, and spices. They hit it out of the park.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in love.
Okay, so those burritos, you get 4? Is that what it says on the box? 4 for the price of $6.89. Not bad.
No, not
that's
at
amazing.
All.
Yeah. And the beef tips, by the way, were $8.99.
Okay. That's more premium item.
I have chills.
This is also
I want that burrito.
Quite low in sodium. So
really?
Sorry, real quick. I air fried it, which is why it's so crispy.
Good job.
Look at you, Chef Mikey.
Yep.
Oh, you don't even know. We'll talk about it later.
Can we put it on the podcast page?
The pictures?
Yeah.
Sure.
For Father's Day.
Finish this for the burrito, and then we'll talk about what I did.
Well, just the story is he got a really funny chef hat and apron. That's all we're talking about.
Not what I was talking about.
I know, that's enough. Okay. 250 calories, 7 grams of fat, 11 grams of protein, and only 350 milligrams of sodium.
I love it. It doesn't look anything like the picture on the box, but who cares?
Yeah.
Who looks like their profile picture on Tinder or whatever?
Exactly. You're on Tinder?
Not me, but you know, other people are, I'm assuming.
Did I look like my profile picture, Mike? On Match.com back in 2005?
Yes and no. You looked because your hair was pulled back instead of like curly or natural, which I like. But you still, I mean, your face looked exactly the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Real quick. So I baked the bread.
Oh, Mike baked a bread. It was great.
A focaccia.
Wow. Did you like have it like sit overnight? Like
3.5 hours. So I was like, I just want to make an easy recipe. I got a cast iron skillet and I found out that you can make bread in there. So I found a recipe for 4 ingredients, bread, water, salt. Flour, water.
This room is like, just add water to your bread and you have wet bread.
Flour, water, salt, yeast, and Italian seasoning. And I laid it out in my let it sit for 3.5 hours, laid it out in my cast iron skillet, and it popped up like a focaccia because, you know, it was a 12-inch round, so, you know, it wasn't going to get big. And it's amazing. And now I'm hooked on bread. I'm going to buy like a bread Dutch oven.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. I was not teasing him, but I was like prepping him gently. I'm like, Mike, people work for a really long time to get their bread to come out. You see all those videos of people like cracking open their sourdough and it's like, it didn't work. So I'm like, don't be disappointed if it's doughy in the middle, if it didn't set up. It was fantastic.
Yeah. It was perfect.
But I didn't. Yeah, I mean, but it wasn't a sourdough. Sourdough is a whole nother world.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to do about 10 regular breads before I tackle a sourdough.
Good for you. Yeah. Oh, wow. Ambitious.
Let's bring some in for Lisa to try.
Please.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to make a new one over the weekend. So I'll bring it in next week.
Great. Well, speaking of bread, this is almost like bread. It's a soft pretzel, which is like my favorite thing in the world. And by the way, I've been seeing these on Instacart all the time. It's super pretzel protein. Protein pretzel.
Wow.
So I really, truly have been dying to try this.
I'm just going to
take it. It's 180 calories for a pretzel, which I think is a bargain.
Yeah.
Do you want salt or no salt? I did half salt.
I'll take salt.
Okay. Who here?
I can pull on the piece that I...
Who here has eaten a traditional Philadelphia soft pretzel?
Me.
Ugh.
And I've eaten New York City pretzels, which are
not as good.
Just everybody pull.
All right, you pull that piece. I'll pull this piece.
Okay, I'll hold it.
It's like a wishbone.
Jamie's piece. All right, perfect. Did you make this in the air fryer too?
This was also air fryer, yeah.
Ooh, this looks great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 10 grams. Wait, you don't taste any protein in this.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Mm-mm.
That's amazing.
Mm.
How much fiber? 1 gram.
I like that the salt comes separately.
Mm-hmm. Customizable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although it's only one pouch, so you have to like, if you're only going to make one,
you have to reseal your little salt packet.
I am so in love.
I had a feeling.
All
right. Wow. So the pretzel is where is it? They gave it to me for free.
No. Free pretzels.
Protein pretzel. First one on the very top. $4.29
for how many? Six. Four?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little over a dollar pretzel.
Okay.
Worth it. 180 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 10 grams of protein.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Could not be better executed. It's vegan if that's important to you. Even if it's not important to you, it is. So.
I wonder if there's any way. This is so strange. Like I would slice it that way, like width-wise. And like try to make a sandwich out of it. I would love put like
turkey slices.
It would be so good. If it's thick enough. I don't know.
We'll
just wrap the little turkey around the bread. I don't know. An upside down, inside out pretzel sandwich. So good. I'm obsessed. Okay.
By the way, the protein comes from pea protein and wheat gluten.
Oh.
Interesting. It doesn't even taste, you know, pea protein usually has a weird flavor. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed.
I think it's one of those things too that like, everything like stevia, when it first started out, it was like, oh, stevia is bitter. And then people got really good at utilizing it and the right balance. And I feel like that's where pea protein's at these days.
Yeah, I will buy those.
Yeah.
Those are going into my freezer.
There's three left. You can take home.
I will be taking them.
And a call back to the last episode. We're still not at 4th of July yet, so you can have it for your 4th of July party.
The 4th of July party.
Oh, yeah.
The one that doesn't exist. Yeah. The one that doesn't exist, as far as you know.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's true.
We're going to drive by and see if you didn't invite us. No, I'm kidding.
Let's see if I'm going to serve the Savor It's Everything flatbread crackers at my 4th of July party.
I thought we had tried these before, but I think it was some other brand's everything cracker like this.
And that's also an Aldi exclusive, right? Savor It's?
Yeah.
I think.
I love a big cracker.
Me too. It's like it's like a flying carpet.
Yeah, I think we could probably all share one.
That's like so, I want 6 inches.
Well, you want me to hands? I don't know.
It's like a 6x2 situation.
Yeah, this looks like a... I don't know. It's almost like a scaffolding situation.
Wait, they describe it as everything, but it's not everything bagel because it has caraway seeds.
And I would say hang on to your cracker because we're going to have things to dip.
Okay. Mm. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Mm.
Wait, how many calories per cracker?
Please be less than 60. Mm.
I bet they are 60.
50. So you get three of these for 150 calories, 3.5 grams of fat.
I love that.
Wait a second. 1 gram of fiber and 4 grams of protein. That seems really good.
Wait, these are protein?
I mean, they're not marketed as it, but that feels like a really nice amount of protein for three crackers.
I have a sesame seed in my tooth now. It's going to ruin the rest of the episode.
Wait, the lead has been buried.
What?
Guess how much those crackers are?
$2.99.
Less.
$1.89.
More.
All right, just tell us.
$1.99.
Wow. That is for 12 flatbreads. So it's not like it's a tremendous amount of flatbreads, but that's still great.
That's I think for the price, it's great. I cannot wait to dip whatever it is I'm supposed to dip.
Oh, wait.
Really want to put tuna salad on it because I love caraway seeds with tuna salad.
Yeah, yeah. Caraway seeds make everything taste like rye bread.
Mm-hmm.
So yum. I would put like turkey and flat dill pickles, like. Pickle
Guys,
slices.
I can't wait for lunch.
This is such a... This is lunch.
This is lunch.
This is lunch. All right, exclusively at Aldi. Next up, we have Specialty Select Cocktail Salami in Vodka and Olive. What does that mean?
The ingredients are pork, salt, gluten-free vodka, dried olives, dehydrated, and all the other stuff.
Do they check your ID when you bought that?
No. Which is, I don't think there's enough.
Yeah, it's like when you get like cake that's infused with bourbon. It's not really enough to get you drunk.
Natural smoke flavor.
Well, I don't know if you eat all of these.
Of vodka, and I'll be drunk if I eat these. Okay, hold on. I'm grabbing.
By the way, Dana has informed us that there's a good amount of buzz online about this product.
Really?
I'm going to take a few.
It looks terrific.
I want to know if you taste the vodka.
I don't know. It tastes like a really good, like, you'd have this with cheese at a martini bar.
Mm.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. I'd put that on a pizza for sure.
What's the calorie count of these?
Okay.
12?
That is 12 slices. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it's 10 calories a slice.
Yeah.
12 slices, which these are like giant pepperoni, right? Is that how you would describe it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, salami, though. Like, yeah. But the size, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like bigger oversized. Than a typical... piece of pepperoni. Okay. Yes. So you get 12 of them for 120 calories, 10 grams of fat, 8 grams of protein.
So very inexpensive too. $3.29.
Well, that's really cool because now we're like building a charcuterie board with really fancy seeming things for not a lot of money.
Well, just you wait.
Wow. I enjoy that a lot.
I like this podcast so far.
Yeah, it's
me
been great.
Too. Good job.
Thank you.
Mikey, you're the best. I want you to shop. Will you shop for me?
I feel like I do.
That's true. But I need to be taking more.
But I'll do like your real grocery shopping, like not the work grocery shopping.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. I tell Mike, I'm like, when you retire, because he's older than me. So when you retire, you're going to be a house husband and do all the cooking and cleaning and grocery shopping. And he looks at me like deadpan, like, so pretty much what I do now.
Yeah, Jamie's living in some dream world. What is that?
Yeah.
Emporium Selection Fresh Sliced Mozzarella in Marinade. The ultra specific marinade. What is that marinated in?
Olive oil, red pepper, garlic, and parsley.
Can I sniff it? Oh, I hate parsley.
I know.
So much.
There's also a pesto version.
With a passion, I hate parsley.
And then you can use a fork to take. I'll let you use a knife to get a piece off.
Okay. I want to take this piece.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah, so this isn't the lowest calorie. It's 80 calories a slice.
Yeah, it's mozzarella.
But I just thought it was so interesting. They also had a pesto one, but that was a lot more calories.
Really? Oh, yeah. Pesto.
I'm not a pesto fan anyway.
I also think in terms of the calories, like it's in a marinade, but you're not drinking all, like there's liquid in the mm-hmm. bottom of that. So it's going to be a little lower. Thanks. Oh, I want to put it on the cracker.
It's so soft.
Mm. Yeah, put on the cracker. Mm. I'll take the end piece.
Yummy. It's a little, it has a little bit of a heat thing yep. going on.
From the red pepper.
Do we have a little napkin? Oh, yeah. Where did my napkin go?
I can get you a new one.
It's very unsalted. Like I'm not getting any yeah. salt addition, which I kind of like. It makes it taste spicy. Fresher. Yeah, that Ooh. Red pepper hits.
Ooh, yeah. Look at that.
I would like melt that on that cracker and make a pizza out of it.
$3.99 for that.
It's bad. Interesting. But you're right. It's not a lot of flavor, but it has a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$3.99. How many servings are in that thing?
I'll give it to Jamie because
this charcuterie board is looking beautiful.
Yeah, I didn't even think about this being a charcuterie board episode.
That's like a whole charcuterie episode.
My main focus was trying to find things with protein and mm-hmm. ended up finding a charcuterie board.
You did good.
Uh oh.
1 ounce, 80 calories, 6 grams of fat, 6 grams of protein. Sodium's only 150, so that tracks.
I don't want it to
taste.
Drip on your
I know,
computer.
I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah, I'm scared.
Wow.
About that.
Okay. Is that hair. Olive oil? What is
yeah.
that? Okay, it's olive oil. Okay, I like it. I'm yeah. not in love.
So far, I think almost everything has been an Aldi exclusive, I think, except for the super pretzel.
Okay, which is good because
yeah.
I want to buy that everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I know, I have a feeling this is the item.
This is the dip. I've been hyping this dip for Ooh. 3 days now.
But have you ever tried it?
No.
Oh.
But I saw it, I'm like, oh, this Lisa made this dip.
Mm-hmm.
Like this
Uh-oh. Is... It's hot honey pepperoni
I think
dip.
We have a recipe for hot honey pepperoni dip. I'm checking.
Park Street Deli hot honey pepperoni dip.
You know it'd be a fun game show?
What's that?
The Hungry Girl employees, especially the long timers. And it's like,
we have a recipe yeah, yeah. for this? I'd probably fail. How funny is that? Wait, I'm so excited for this dip.
Probably want to use a fresh one.
By the way, we have hot honey pizza bellas. So we have this amazing recipe for like... Oh my God, it looks so good. I'm dying.
I just took a big giant hunk of it.
Pepperoni, hot honey. Nom, nom, nom.
Yep.
How many calories? 80?
It's not bad.
For 2 tablespoons?
Mm.
It's beautiful color.
Oh, it tastes like a creamy pizza.
Oh boy.
That's ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
No, it is limited edition. So hopefully it'll be around for a while. That's unbelievable.
My flabbers are gasted.
That was the funniest thing Jamie's ever said. I say that a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
My flabbers are gasted.
Whenever you make me laugh.
I never heard of it. Enjoy as a dip with your favorite crackers or try.
Spicy.
Heat it on a flatbread for a delightful appetizer.
I think we should remake that dip.
This will be a good pizza sauce. Yes. Let's.
Sidebar. I think you should do a video where you taste that and then say, since it's limited edition and not everyone has an Aldi, I'm going to recreate this. Stay tuned.
People are watching.
That's great. They get a, they get a sneak peek. Yeah. Lisa, can we do it? Can we do it?
This
can we
is
do
how it?
It
happens.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Dana, hold us to it.
Lisa, you can take that for your 4th of July party too.
It's not going to make it to my 4th of July party. This will be easy to do with turkey pepperoni too. Mm-hmm.
Do you have an American flag on your nails? Oh, it's a heart-shaped American flag.
Yeah.
That's
and
cute.
A heart and a star.
Show the camera. Zoom in.
I'll zoom in at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so, I'm all American. Can I just eat this, please?
Yeah, eat it all.
That's outstanding.
Oh, let me tell you all the price.
It kind of reminds me of like pepper jelly. I don't know why. Something about the flavor, like the sweetness and the spiciness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this was...
I know what you mean.
Okay, so it's limited edition. So hopefully it'll still be available... When we air this, I'm sure it will be because it feels like a summer dish.
A pizza place.
This was. Did they not charge us?
They charged you.
Sweet trio, mini sweet
trio. I'm in love.
Is this it? No.
I'm in full on.
What was the mini sweet trio? Did we do that?
I don't know. We don't know how much this is, but it's worth it. It's a bargain at any price.
Smoked deli slices. That we didn't get that. Flavored salsa. Is this flavored? No, we got salsa.
I think it was free.
I don't think they charged us for that.
Okay. Whatever it costs, it's
Oh, I think that's it. I think that's the mini sweet trio, maybe.
Okay.
$5.99.
80 calories, 2 tablespoons, 6 grams of fat. I'll take it.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I'm in love. Do you need this?
I'm just typing away so I don't forget that. Okay, two tablespoons, 80 calories, 6 grams of fat, three grams of protein.
We're planning our recipe development around this.
Yes.
But the hot honey doesn't stop there.
I don't think I'm able to move on. Like that. You are so right.
Episode's over, everybody.
It's over. All right, we have Casa Mamita, hot honey peach salsa. I do love a flavored salsa, unless like the fruit, like I like a fruity flavored salsa, unless it's got that acidic horribleness happening.
Let's hope it doesn't. I don't think it does. It looks like, I forgot that brand that does it.
Lola's?
Oh,
that was a good pop.
Nice pop. Let me sniff. Let me sniff.
So good.
Okay. Do we have, it smells very peachy. Mm-hmm. Do we have a tortilla chip?
You know, I was thinking more of the flatbreads, but let's use the pretzel.
Oh, pretzel. Yeah, okay.
I mean, anything would be good on that pretzel.
Sure, I'll take the pretzel. All right, hang on.
That should be a new expression. That takes the pretzel.
That takes the pretzel.
That salts, that really salts my pretzel.
Uh-oh, I'm really doing bad things right over here.
Yeah, I'm just going to dip it right in. Dip it good.
I don't feel like, is pretzel really the right application for this?
Oh, no, but it's
so
amazing.
Sweet.
That's actually too sweet for me.
Oh,
and spice.
I would put that on chicken.
I'm going to try
Your mouth isn't burning?
Mm-mm. I'm going to try it with a cracker.
I do think if you paired it with like Greek yogurt or sour cream and sort of like swirled them together, put it on chicken or something, it's a little hot for me.
It's, I like it, but I don't love it.
To me,
it's too sweet. I agree with you, Jamie.
See, that's probably why peach is like my favorite fruit.
Me too.
I love it.
This might be a new limited time only item, but people seem to really like Casa Mamita salsa, so we should try some more of them. Mm. It's exclusively at Aldi. Mike, since you've got the jar, I want to read off those stats. Give us like calories, fat.
Mm-hmm. How are we doing?
No, I feel
20 calories.
Because I have food. Okay. 20 calories for 2 tablespoons, 0 grams of fat. 0 milligrams of cholesterol, 100 milligrams of sodium. There is a little bit of sugar in there, 3 grams of added sugar and 4 grams of total sugar. So it's a light brown sugar, which is the sweetness that we're tasting.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Okay. Casa Mamita. I want to try the other flavors of their salsa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too.
Casa Mamita.
Oh, Mike drinks this brand.
Little Mama's House. Is that what it means?
Mamita? Yeah, I think so.
Little Mama.
House of Little Mama.
And that is... The price of that is $2.45.
Ooh, next up we have the Real Co. tea. And we've tried the Real Co. This is Jolly Rancher flavors, green apple and blue raspberry. That's kind of fun.
So we tried the other flavors on the Costco haul a few months back.
Mm-hmm.
I had a breaking news about a month ago that they had paired up with Jolly Rancher, and I found two of them at Aldi.
And it's natural.
Yeah.
So it's like sweetened with things that you probably can't really have, but like...
Oh, you love stevia. I drink this. I buy this now at Costco. It's in my regular Costco haul.
This?
Yeah. Not this flavor, just the brand. And for some, allulose does okay with me.
Okay.
It's when it's mixed with stevia, I'm okay.
Okay. That's kind of cool that they do a Jolly Rancher licensing situation. Is it really blue?
No, it's actually tea color.
It's not blue at all. So this is tea. It's green apple tea and blue tea.
Yeah.
Blue raspberry.
Ooh, wow. Wow, that is way too sweet.
It actually tastes like Splenda.
It's just overly sweet.
It's
like
they're
just way too heavy-handed with the sweetener.
It's definitely sweeter than their other normal flavors. Like their normal flavors like peach, half and half, raspberry. Well, let's try the other one.
I'm not into it. I might like the apple one because hopefully it'll be more tart. Do you like that?
I like sweet things, but something about it's not hitting for me.
Fake sweet.
Yeah, like I don't mind sweet iced tea, but yes, it's, I don't know why, it's just not the right balance.
Ooh, no.
Uh-oh. No.
It's too apple-y. And, it tastes like concentrate.
It tastes like apple juice that you put a tea bag in.
But it tastes like the Jolly Rancher apple. It has
Does it?
Yeah, I think so.
A little, it does. It's just too much. It just tastes like just add water. You need to add water. I'm upset about it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. But I'm actually going to drink it.
Some people might like it. Like Mike is drinking it.
Yeah, I'll drink it. I mean, it's definitely sweeter than their normal flavors. So I like those better. But they have a peach one that's out of this world and a watermelon that's out of this world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
The watermelon's great.
No go.
This has zero sugar, 5 calories or less, vitamin C, antioxidants. It's at Aldi, Target, Walmart, and major retailers, including drinkreal.com, RYL.
$1.79 each.
Have I mentioned that I have a sesame seed stuck in my tooth?
Yes. No.
It's very upsetting.
Okay.
All right. Are we ready for the next thing? I'm very excited about
it. Yes. And there's some good intel from Dana.
So I like protein pudding a lot. There's this brand Winky that I've tried that I really love. But this is Park Street Deli protein pudding. And it's a larger serving than it's 120 calories and 15 grams of protein in pudding. Now all we need is good flavor. May I sniff it?
Mike, please tell me you have extras of that.
So I bought two of these. Yes. So you can do a video. And it looks like I only had one. I thought I had more spoons here.
I just love the concept.
Got more. Got another one.
It looks a little tapioca-ish.
It does.
Like the love tapioca.
The texture seems a little weird.
It does have a little bit of tapioca.
What's the sugar situation?
Yeah, let's talk. What's it made of?
Here. I'll take one then. Do you want the...
Doesn't smell like anything.
I don't think I have another spoon, Jamie. So
that's okay. 3 grams of sugar. Zero added sugar. Yeah.
I like it. What's it made of?
It has allulose is the first one, but it also has sucralose.
That is really good.
I would use that as a dip. I would dip apples into it.
That doesn't taste protein at all.
No, it just tastes like, I don't know, it's yummy.
It does have a little bit of tapioca. I mean, there's no rice, but it does have a tapioca feeling.
Right. It doesn't have like the pearls.
Yeah.
This is so yummy.
I like it a lot. Does it come in other flavors?
Let's see.
Chocolate.
Says also chocolate.
I only saw vanilla at our Aldi.
Interesting. Well, the flavor of the vanilla is actually better than the Winky vanilla, but the Winky caramel and chocolate is amazing. And look, the Winky vanilla was
so nervous.
It won't come out. The Winky vanilla was like pourable. I think I had a bad batch of the vanilla.
That is exceptional.
So the protein pudding, very inexpensive, $1.39 for that whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, my friend Clancy is back. I can't think of the name Clancy without that Bugs Bunny episode. Clancy, but I put a lighted match in the oven if my friend was it. All right, anyway, Clancy's puffed corn and butter flavor and in cheese flavor. I love Clancy's snacks. I eat their like flat pretzels. This is an Aldi exclusive snack brand. It's their version of like Frito-Lay.
Which flavor do you want to start with?
Butter. We'll do cheese after. Okay.
And Clancy makes me think of Clancy Brown, who's one of my favorite actors.
Wait, this is like the same shape as the
Pirate Booty?
The Trader Joe's version. Oh. Oops, I screwed up.
Oven baked, no hulls, no kernels.
Oh, that's a great sound effect. I'm just going to pop one.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Can I take one? Yeah.
This is coming to my July 4th party. you know what? I wasn't planning on having a party, but now I'm making one.
I love how it's like puffy and crunchy, but then it kind of dissolves in your mouth at the end.
Yeah.
It's just like the Trader Joe's cheese one.
Yeah, that's great. And it's not overly buttery.
No,
it's like
not at
perfectly
all.
Buttered. That is so much better than popcorn.
So much. Mm. 5 servings. So if you eat this whole bag, do the math. 160 times 5. So that's 500, 800.
This can't be right. Wait, I almost insist we get a scale. It says 1 ounce, about 46 pieces. There's no way.
I would say about right, because I mean, they're so light.
Yeah.
I don't have a scale handy.
That's great. Yeah. These are yummy.
I'm doing it. At the end of the podcast, we'll end, and then anyone that wants to stick around, it might be like an after the credits.
I mean,
the after party. Yeah. Jamie counting puffy pieces of snacks until she gets to 390.
Just for the podcast. Just for the video. Yeah. So if you want to see Jamie weigh this all out, watch the video.
But I'm eating like 3 of them.
Nobody distract me. It's happening.
Okay. While you're all doing this, I have to go get.
I'll go get the scale.
I'll tap dance.
Yeah. You need to talk about them with yourselves. We're good. I'll get the scale. I can get them both.
I think I like the butter one better.
We don't want to leave Lisa here by herself.
I didn't.
I'll talk about you guys. I'm going to tell stories.
She's
about
pretty
you.
Self-sufficient. I think she'll be okay.
I'll sit here and eat.
I can
everything.
Get both because they're both in the same part of the kitchen.
No, please both leave. No, I'm kidding. This is so yummy.
Last night, I was on my phone when the podcast episode dropped. So on my YouTube, I got an alert. So I start watching it and I notice that because of the way that we're seated, me and Mike are huge and you're so tiny. Like, it's almost like a fishbowl shape, the way the video. So it's like, you look like our child. You're just like,
mommy. I know. I was like, I think I noticed that the other day. I'm like, I'm really, but you know what? I have to tell you, like, I will often take a picture and it's like I'm in the middle of two people. And then I look at the picture and I'm like, much taller than that. Like, why do I look like I'm a head shorter than everybody else? I think I'm delusional about how tall I actually am, but I know what you mean. But I guess better to look tiny than look like some gigantic monster.
Thanks. That's how we feel when we look.
Clearly, you're no monster, Jamie. Clearly. So we have what? We have frozen things on the way?
We do.
Ooh, helados, Mexico. That means ice cream. Helados is ice cream. It's Spanish ice cream. There's minis. Oh, I'm excited about this. I don't know. I really have been very into frozen treats. Mm-hmm. I've been making my Ninja Creamies nonstop, and I'm obsessed.
It wouldn't make sense. Have you made anything like really high protein in your creamy?
I have, but I prefer, everybody else does that.
Yeah, okay.
So to me, the biggest home run is when you just make like the best ice cream in the world for like no calories.
Yeah.
By the way, the Clancy's Puffs, is that what we're calling them? $1.59 for that entire bag.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Okay, by the way, I love this brand. Yeah, Helados, best. Mexico. Like, I usually get the fruity ones, but this looks like the flavors are more like, I don't know, indulgent. Dulce de leche, cookies and cream, and churro. I want, everything.
And so this is the mini. They're the mini, so they're only 100 calories a pop, which is...
Literally a pop.
Really amazing.
Okay, I'm going
to... Wait, I think there was like a...
There is. There's a thing.
Oh, yeah, tab. Yeah, okay,
cool. Tab. Now, the question is, will I be able to do this effectively?
Did you just have your nails on?
No. My nails are like nails of steel.
The Superman of nails.
I failed.
Did anybody see Supergirl?
The movie?
Yeah, it came out last weekend.
Like with Helen Slater from the 80s?
No, the new one.
Hold on. Well, you know, this is a lie. This is not how you open this box.
No, I think you do the tabs here, and then it opens up like a...
Oh, like I'm selling these on the street?
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to my lemonade stand. Oh, screw this.
There you go.
Ooh.
They don't even look that mini. They're really nicely sized.
Okay, this is...
Are we going to each give our own? How are we going to do this?
Well, I think the married people can share a bar.
Okay.
And the single person can have their own bar.
Well,
what are we trying first?
I'm going to... Well, let's try dulce.
Oh.
I watched a video.
He said dulce.
Is it dulce?
It's dulce.
Oh, sorry.
But at least you didn't say dolce.
Dolce.
You did. Those videos are doing better than I thought they would. I thought they would be like people just saying, I say how I want to say it.
Wait, Lisa, I thought of a spinoff series, which is like grammar, because people always say, I feel badly.
Oh, I know.
And that's not how you say it. I feel bad. Because it's not I badly feel.
Right.
You're not describing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I do not feel badly. Or bad.
I'm good at feeling.
Right. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the churro.
Oh, that was the churro?
I think so.
Yo, well, I think our... I don't know.
Yeah.
While you guys debate that, I'll tell you there's lots of other mini variety packs.
Oh, yeah. So this is the dulce.
This is the dulce de leche. This is the best thing ever.
There's fruity, fruit and cream, chocolate dipped. There's like a whole world.
I don't even need to go beyond this world.
Mike, can I see the box?
Tastes like butterscotch. So far, churro number one in my book.
90 to 100 calories.
Said dulce again.
4.5 to 5 grams of fat, 2 grams protein, 11 to 13 grams sugar. What a treat.
This is a treat. How's the cookies and cream?
You mean cookies and creme?
Cookies and creme. No, it's cookies and cream on this one.
That's my favorite. I love cookies and cream in general. I feel like I'm wasting these, but I can't eat them all. That'd be 300 calories.
Put them in the freezer.
I've already put my teeth in.
Number
bacteria.
One, churro. Number two, cookies and cream. Number three is the dulce de leche to me.
I would agree. I'd go cookies, dulce, and then churro.
They're so cute. They're perfect size.
Yeah.
What a fun bar.
Oh, and they were only, I think they're at Costco too. They were, where are they?
Free. Again, oops, my headphones keep falling off.
Huh.
Are they free?
Why can't
they? They're there.
Because they're probably categorized as something else.
Oh, they were the HM Mini Sweet Trio. Yeah, so that was $5.99. So... Okay. What was the other one that we couldn't figure out?
The pepperoni dip. That's what was free.
briskets.
Like, look at my poor plate.
Okay, protein so pretzel. The next thing, protein waffles. The trio that we just had, chicken burritos, flatbread cracker smoke. That's something different. Real flavored salsa, the puff corn, the cocktail salami, the beef tips, the protein pudding. Oh, it was labeled a beef brisket dip.
Beef brisket.
The okay. Hot honey pepperoni.
Got okay. It.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Anyway, so the Helados was $5.99. And now the final one.
Final one. Sunday Shop Tiny Cones. Oh, this is their like hold the cone version. Yeah. And strawberry flavored frozen dessert. And strawberry sauce. Strawberry flavored sauce.
Yes.
But do you dip these?
No, but it has like
so
sauce.
Cute.
Yeah.
It looks like a dunce cap.
This is, it really does. It looks like a wizard's thing. Wait, that's really cute.
Yeah.
Guess how many calories?
So little.
80 for each?
50 calories. 2 grams of fat, 5 grams of sugar.
No.
That's all,
God.
Folks.
This is literally the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Adorable.
Hold the Cone wishes it was half as cute as this.
That's what I was thinking when
Aren't
I got it.
Aren't these bigger than Hold the Cone?
No.
Oh.
Wow. It's about the same size. Okay. You know how I know I had one last night?
Oh.
I had it in my freezer. I had a chocolate one.
And they
this
don't,
is amazing.
They don't have Hold the Cone and strawberry, right? Or do they?
Oh, no. Mmm.
Mm-hmm. That
it's like a tart strawberry with strawberry sauce. Right.
I have a question after this.
Is there chocolate in the middle?
Let's see.
Yeah, usually they put it in the bottom to keep the cone from dripping.
Look. But it's all over.
See?
Mmm. This is so good.
That's the best part, the chocolate cone.
Guys, I have a very important question.
Yeah.
When the ice cream truck would come around, what was your go-to order? And can we all agree that the worst one was the bubblegum mitt?
The bubblegum mitt?
Yeah,
yes.
It was like a mitt with one a big thing of bubblegum in the middle.
Terrible. Any ice cream that had bubblegum in it was terrible.
Yeah.
Even though when I was little, I'd go to Baskin Robbins and chew the gum.
Yeah,
and the
bubblegum. But I got a Choco Taco.
That's what I always got.
What? Oh, we're meant to be.
Whoa.
Like, it's such a unique experience.
I had several. I would get, like, if I wanted a fruity thing, I'd get a Circus Surprise, which was like a sherbet thing, sherbet with like a zoo animal or a circus character in the middle. And then I would get I don't know if this hasn't existed in, I don't know how many years, but there was something called, it was like a chocolate fudge cake, Good Humor bar, and it had like chocolate candy in the middle.
Oh.
You know what else was great? A strawberry shortcake bar.
It's similar to that, only it had like chocolate, and that's great.
And I did like a sherbet push pop.
Those were fun.
Someone said, why is there not an ice cream truck, but with like iced coffee that goes around? Like you see them at like festivals, but like
that's
one that
really
actually goes
smart,
around
like the
and
coffee truck.
Yeah. And you hear like a great song play.
That's amazing. You know, it's just another idea. I had another idea today for a business. Well, today, by the way, I want to share with you something. My life was made. You know, this fits perfectly because it has to do with something frozen and we're eating frozen things right now. So I have one thing on my bucket list. You know what it is?
That's it.
Only one thing. My only thing on my bucket list is to have frozen yogurt with Lester Holt.
Oh, yes. Oh. You've been talking about this for years.
Frozen yogurt with Lester Holt. Frozen yogurt with Lester Holt.
You have been talking about this for years.
So I wake up this morning and at 6 a.m. I have received this video and I'm going to play it for you.
Hey, Lisa, it's Lester Holt. I just want to say hello and good morning, and I would love to talk, but I've got to go get my frozen yogurt. Excuse me.
What? In what world?
That's amazing.
Okay, Joy Bauer is a good friend.
Okay.
She was at the Today Show. Lester walks in. She tells him the story that she has this friend that has one item on her bucket list to have frozen yogurt with you. And he made that video for me.
Oh,
we should put it up
my
on the
gosh.
Page. Isn't
that's
that the
amazing.
Cutest thing ever?
How awesome. Adorable.
I was like, my life is made.
Yeah, that's...
Anyway.
That's pretty amazing.
But I digress. What did we miss? Where are we?
I don't know. I finished the pretzel. Well, I'm about to finish the pretzel.
I was just going to ask if I could have the pretzel.
Huh. There's three more.
Oh, good. Yeah, this was... Mike, you get a 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
Like a 10 out of 10. So...
Thank you. I thought it was a great haul. I there was one thing I did put away that I decided not to go with, and it was like this like cheese, like smokehouse cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had the other cheese and we just had so many items, but maybe next time.
This is so good.
I'm going to have my real drink.
Mmm. Okay.
What?
I guess I have to rate.
A haul.
Time to rate.
I can't even. I don't know. Mike, I only want to rate you. 10. Mikey, wow. 10.
Jamie, what do you rate me?
10.
She's not even responding.
All right, I'm just going to sit here and eat ice cream because I'm still hungry.
Jamie, what do you rate me?
You're always a 10. Our dog, no, I can't.
What?
Our dog always asks us on a scale of one to, on a scale of 4 to 7, how cute am I? Yeah. She always asks. All
on
right.
A scale of 4 to 7.
Yeah. And then she'll say 4 being a 6 and 7 being an 8.
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
I am so ready.
First up, we tried Breakfast Best Protein Waffles in buttermilk and vanilla.
7.5.
All righty.
Nice.
Decent.
Next up, Park Street Deli beef steak tips in gravy.
8.37.
Wow. That's awesome.
Very specific.
Yeah. Bremer chicken burrito.
10.
Wow.
It was so good.
First 10 of the episode.
Amazing.
Not the last,
I don't think
I'm
it will
be.
Say. Super pretzel soft pretzels protein.
10.
Oh. Wow.
10.
Protein month.
10 out of 10.
Yep.
Oh, it's in the middle of the month now, but the middle of the month is middle pretty big.
Protein. Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
Savorites, everything flatbread crackers.
Those get a solid 9.
All right.
Excellent. Good job on those.
Very savorful.
Savorites and Mikey.
Thank you.
Next up, specialty select cocktail salami and vodka and olive.
I would say that those are an 8.75.
Wow.
Very solid.
I'm surprised. I didn't think it would be that high.
Really?
Yeah.
I like them a lot.
All right. How about Emporium Selection fresh sliced mozzarella and marinade?
7.
Okay.
Just okay.
Talk to me about Park Street Deli hot honey pepperoni dip.
13 out of 10.
Wow.
No, that day it was 10. I'm going to give it a 10. Amazing. Fabulous. You have to try that dip before it goes away.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I would use it in recipes. I'd put it in a baked potato. I'd make like a pizza potato. Ooh. I would make a flatbread pizza. You could eat it hot or cold. It's just, that's a solid dip.
Yuppers.
Love that dip.
Pizza potato. We have a pizza potato actually, I think in HG World.
Yeah, pizza. Probably.
Pizza-fied smashed potatoes, I think we have.
Mm-hmm. I'd get that wrong in our,
yeah,
in our game show.
Casa Mamita, hot honey peach salsa.
6.75.
Things are going downhill for a bit.
I would give Casa Mamita an 8. I thought it was really good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. So you take the average and...
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
I like Casa Mamita. She's a nice lady.
How about the Real Co. tea in Jolly Rancher and Green Apple and Blue Raspberry?
I did not enjoy that at all. I'm going to give that a 5.5.
No. But that's not a clear example of how good Real really is.
I bet that company is good. And I think if you're a mom that has kids that you don't want them to eat a lot of sugar and they want that, I think that it would be okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's unfair, but I'm not a really
And I think we rated their other ones pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. How about the Park Street Deli protein pudding and vanilla?
9.
Nice. Yeah.
That was really solid. Yeah. I like the texture of it. It had a lot of personality and zest. Creaminess.
Talk to me about Clancy's puffed corn.
Those get 10s, both of them, out of the park.
I Delicious. Can't believe how many 10s were.
Oh, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Helados Mexico mini variety pack.
9.75.
Nice.
I give one flavor a 10. I give another flavor a 9. Another flavor, a 9.2 something. This is worth picking up.
Yeah.
Good size, nice creaminess, just fun. Yes.
It's a, and yeah, perfect size for a 100 calorie quick snack.
Yep.
Like, perfect. Because you don't need a lot, after a meal, you don't need a lot of a big pie. You need just a couple bites of sweetness.
Right. Yeah. Agreed.
Last up, Sunday Shop, tiny cones. We tried the strawberry flavored frozen dessert with strawberry flavored sauce.
Those get a 9.75.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
And same thing, 50 calories for those.
50 calories.
I mean, that's like 3 bites.
That's enough. Because I do think it's similar to the Hold the Cone.
Yeah.
Similar. And it's just similarly satisfying.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yay.
Unreal, cool. This episode was.
And we already did our contest, so we don't have to go any further.
That's true. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So this is at the end of the line for us.
That's Unless you're watching, in which case I'm going to measure out the Clancy's thing.
Yeah. Jamie and Clancy have a date.
Sure do.
All right, so stay tuned or tune out. But, you know, the drill. I'm Lisa Lilly, and also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.
Chew the right thing on the podcast. Laughing prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew.
tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew.